I'm Kay Erickson from Yellowstone Public Radio News. A recent report on suicide prevention by the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services revealed that 1 in 10 Montana high school students and 1 in 7 middle school students reported attempting suicide in the last year. Montana school districts are trying to turn those numbers around with programs from the Health Department and the Office of Public Instruction that work to raise awareness of suicide and reduce the stigma of depression. I recently visited a Billings middle school to see how one such program tries to reach the students. It's Monday morning, and a group of sixth graders at Riverside Middle School are in the library, waiting for first period to begin. Normally, they'd be working off energy in the gym, but not today.
So this signs of suicide training is actually something that will help prepare you. If at any time you are faced with a situation where a friend is telling you something concerning, a family member is, and it'll prepare you for what to do.
That's Riverside counselor Crystal Knudsen introducing SOS Signs of Suicide, a national program for middle school and high school students. It was developed more than a decade ago by behavioral health professionals to help students learn to talk openly about depression and suicide. This is the third year Billings middle and high schools have been teaching signs of suicide. The presentation takes about 45 minutes, a single class period. The students watch a video featuring kids their own age talking about real-life situations about depression and suicide.
Why am I so nervous all the time? Why can't I sleep? Wish I could. Never wake up.
I feel like I have all this weight in my chest. I wish I could just drop dead like my Uncle Hector.
Through the video and guided discussion by a school counselor, the students learn the signs to look for, like a friend who's been really active on social media but suddenly disappears, or someone who is really angry or irritable most of the time. The students are urged to act, acknowledge, care, and tell when they hear something from a friend. That's because most often troubled students turn to their friends with concerns and worries. Riverside Principal Kevin Kirkman.
And I think that's an important message. It's like, you know, you hear something, you say something, you know, and just find that trusted adult. Find, you know, if you can't tell somebody at school, tell somebody at home. They'll call the school, they'll call the police. We just want to make sure that everybody's okay and safe.
Here in Billings, signs of suicide is taught in 6th and 9th grades, but Riverside Middle School decided to have all three of their grades, 6th, 7th, and 8th, go through the program. Not only do all the students learn about the signs of suicide and depression, but they also fill out a brief self-assessment questionnaire. It's an effort to help the students better understand themselves and help the school counselors get to know the students better. Tiffany Parrish is another Riverside counselor.
And we're able to identify kids that do need extra support that we weren't aware of. And I think that's probably the best part of this program, is to be able to give them that additional support and let them know that people care.
Signs of Suicide is an opt-out program. The counselors report that out of 590 students at Riverside, only 8 or 9 opted out. The counselors and principals say the parents who participate are very appreciative of what the school is doing and identifying if their student may be struggling. Crystal Knudsen.
We've also had some parents that were very caught off guard. They didn't realize that their child was struggling in certain areas. And so, once again, very appreciative that it came to light. And so now they're made aware. Because kids hide it a lot. They know how to hide things. They know how to just talk to their friends, but now they know that adults need to be involved.
Studies have shown that signs of suicide program leads to fewer suicide attempts. A study in 2015 found students in Connecticut who took signs of suicide were less likely to report suicidal behavior, planning, and attempts. They still thought about it, but University of Connecticut researchers suggest the training may play a role in preventing a student from progressing from thought to action. They also wrote that the training may have a greater impact on students who previously planned or attempted suicide. Signs of Suicide is not the only suicide prevention resource available in Montana. Others include the Crisis Action School Toolkit on Suicide, or CAST-S, which provides schools the tools to develop their own plans for suicide prevention. There's the PACS Good Behavior Game, which teaches elementary-age kids life coping skills. And QPR, a training program on the signs of suicide for teachers, bus drivers, janitors, anyone with contact with students. Now, despite all these resources, Montana's numbers of suicide attempts still come as some of the highest in the nation. Part of the problem is many schools don't use the resources.
We can provide it to them, but we can't make them use it.
That's Carl Rosten, Suicide Prevention Coordinator with the State Health Department. He points out that Montana has some 500 school districts that operate independently. Only 180 of them are currently teaching signs of suicide.
Given the geography and the demographics of our state, it's really hard to take all these programs and take them to scale where everyone has access to them and will use them.
There was an attempt in the 2015 Montana legislature to require teachers to receive 2 hours of suicide prevention training every 5 years for renewal of teacher or specialist certificate. But when the Suicide Awareness and Prevention Act was signed into law, the word required was changed to recommended. Dr. Lyle Seavey, director of Billings Clinic's psychiatry department, says even with all the work done in the schools, the problem will not change overnight.
A lot of the work that we're doing now around suicide prevention at school levels and, you know, in colleges, etc., we're not going to see the change in our overall per capita suicide rate until down the road.
CV says a cultural sea change is needed to truly address the issue.
We don't talk, particularly in Montana and a lot of the Rocky Mountain states, we don't talk to people about our problems. We hold it in. We've got, incredible access to weapons, alcohol, and isolation, which are, three really negative, factors for suicidality.
Carl Rosten with the health department agrees.
We have that cowboy-up mentality, a sense of independence. We take care of our own. We don't like to talk about our problems. And we really have a huge stigma when it comes to issues like depression and anxiety. And until we get over that, we're going to continue to have this issue.
Riverside Middle School counselor Tiffany Parrish says signs of suicide may be one of the ways of erasing the stigma of depression and suicide.
These kids are our world, and we need to do everything that we can to help them cope with the difficult situations in their life and let them know that suicide isn't the answer.
With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.